The PR team over at NVIDIA is working overtime, and once again, the financial press is more than happy to help them out, circling the wagons around the AI darling, ensuring the world that NVIDIA is not Enron, when in actuality, NVIDIA is far worse than Enron, and it's not even close. And what's kind of hilarious is that NVIDIA and their puppets in the financial press are following the exact same playbook that they used in the fall of 2023, when they told the whole world not to listen to Twitter randos. And while they'll never in a million years admit it, once again, the thing that's got NVIDIA so worried...
It was me!
What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and yesterday in The Verge, we got this one from Elizabeth Lopato. NVIDIA's I'm Not Enron memo has people asking a lot of questions already answered by that memo. And right away, the red flags are a-waving in this article. Just look at how Elizabeth Lopato starts her article. Christ, fine. So over the weekend, a strange Substack post from what appears to be a CEO of a pet relocation company went viral. Now, right away, there's two things that you'll see in this first sentence of this article. Number one, indignation. Christ, fine. Oh my God, do I have to write this article? And then she immediately flows right into personal attacks on the supposed source of this article, the CEO of a pet relocation company, as if to say, what does this pet relocation CEO know about chips? Now, put a pin in that CEO. We'll be back to that in a minute. And why does this set off red flags for me? Well, who remembers this one from September of 2023 before you short NVIDIA after reading investment advice from Twitter randos? There's your personal attacks. Read this and then note that byline there. Bernstein analyst can't believe he has to debunk conspiracy theories. And yet here we are. There's the same indignation. Personal attacks and indignation to lead off the article. You know, one might be forgiven for thinking that the same PR rep at NVIDIA wrote both of these articles. Picking up on that Verge article again, this post, which to be clear is bullshit, alleges that NVIDIA is engaged in what may become the largest accounting fraud in technology history. That's a load-bearing may in the sense that there's no credible reason to believe NVIDIA is engaged in fraud at all. Now, Elizabeth Lopato provides zero evidence to support her assertion that the article in question is bullshit. It's not. The article in question is actually right on the mark, except for one catastrophically wrong detail that we'll get to later in the video. But she goes on to say that there is no credible reason to believe that NVIDIA is engaged in fraud. And again, one might be forgiven for thinking that NVIDIA's prior documented history of committing accounting fraud might actually pass as a credible reason for believing NVIDIA is doing fraud once again. Recall back in 2003, NVIDIA CFO Christine Hoberg had to settle with the SEC for accounting fraud when NVIDIA was caught inflating their earnings by more than 15% by hiding from their independent auditors side deals that they had cut with their vendors in order to understate their cost of goods sold while simultaneously artificially inflating their earnings. Yup, that's fraud. NVIDIA did that. Jensen Huang was CEO back when they did that. But remember, other than the fact that these guys have done fraud, there's no reason to believe they might do fraud. And of course, more recently in 2022, NVIDIA had to settle with the SEC for inadequate disclosures and making materially false statements to investors, downplaying just how dependent on crypto mining their business had become. But once again, other than the prior history of fraud, there's no credible reason to believe the company might be doing fraud. Switching back over to The Verge, apparently this spooked NVIDIA, which, as first reported by Barron's, has sent a note to analysts clarifying that it is not, in fact, Enron. Yeah, it's not Enron. Enron, on its worst day, couldn't hold a candle to NVIDIA. NVIDIA actually is much, much worse. But it's in this paragraph where Elizabeth Lopato puts on a masterclass on how to swallow hook, line, and sinker corporate talking points at face value while asking no questions and doing no research of your own. Since NVIDIA has clarified, I'd like to add a clarification of my own, she says. The problem is that NVIDIA's behavior is perfectly legal. In its note, NVIDIA says it does not use special purpose entities to hide debt and inflate revenue. This is true. Every single NeoCloud NVIDIA has invested in is its own company. Any debts those companies may have are on their own balance sheets. It's not NVIDIA's debt. That's one of the reasons why NeoClouds are so convenient for NVIDIA. As the company itself informs analysts, NVIDIA doesn't control those companies and doesn't provide the financing for them either. Yes, they do. NVIDIA gives them money so they can buy their product, and it looks like they co-sign on that debt, and they provide guarantees to rent back any unused hardware in order to backstop those sales to reassure lenders that they can lend to those NeoClouds and that they'll still have cash flow. They're not just very useful sin eaters. In the case of CoreWeave, NVIDIA is propping it up by investing in the company, including to make sure its IPO actually happened, and serving as a customer. And again, she's pointing to this incredibly incestuous relationship between NVIDIA and CoreWeave as if to reassure us that everything is okay. Elizabeth, this is not helping, not at all. And in the last sentence of the article, Elizabeth Lopato makes a critical mistake here, something that 5 minutes on Google would have solved, but we are talking about The Verge here, so I think a little leeway is in order. She says, it's all very stupid, but as far as I can tell, not actually illegal. And of course, she's referring to round-tripping the circular accounting, giving your customers money so that your customers can afford to buy your product by giving your money right back to you. And on the surface, that is not actually illegal by itself, but it actually is illegal in certain circumstances. Had Elizabeth Lopato done the whole journalism thing instead of just taking NVIDIA's talking points and putting her own name on them, she might have come across this one from back in June of this year from the Forensic Risk Alliance, Revenue Recognition Frauds for Lawyers, Round Tripping. Round tripping has been used as a fraudulent, as a fraudulent revenue recognition scheme for decades. This is nothing new. And here's a couple of examples of round tripping being classified as fraud, crossing that threshold into illegality because of the way it was used. In 2004, Quest Communications was fined $250 million and consented to the judgment finding that it used swap contracts to buy and sell network fiber capacity with other companies to artificially inflate its reported revenue by $3.8 billion. Investigations into the collapse of Enron, back in 2001, identified that Enron used round-tripping transactions to augment its recorded mark-to-market revenue figures, using arrangements with other energy companies to sell and repurchase the same commodity GPUs and assets to drive the appearance of high market demand or wash trades and rapid revenue growth. That is exactly what NVIDIA has done. But wait, there's more. In 2001, Time Warner consented to pay a civil penalty of $300 million and to restate its accounts to remove $690 million of revenue connected to its alleged participation in round-tripping transactions, recording revenue from online advertising placed by a network of companies, including HomeStore.com, using funds originating from Time Warner, transferred to them as overpayments, waived discounts, legal claim settlements, and referral schemes. All of these are examples of round-tripping rising to the level of fraud, resulting in prosecutions and fines. Had Elizabeth Lopato done any research of her own, she would have come across this. It only took me 5 minutes to find it. But once again, the press is just priority number one. Protect NVIDIA, protect this bubble. Don't ask hard questions, and hey, maybe one day you might even land an interview with Jensen Huang. So really, there's not much difference between what NVIDIA is doing and what Enron did. They both use special purpose vehicles. We call them NeoClouds in NVIDIA's case. Enron called them Raptors or special purpose vehicles. They're basically a shell of a company set up for the sole purpose of inflating revenues. The parent company gives them money so they can give the money right back to them in a classic round-tripping scheme that can be illegal when it's done to overinflate revenue, as NVIDIA has done. Honestly, the only difference between NVIDIA and Enron is that Enron tried to hide it, and NVIDIA is doing it out in the open in plain sight, and investors and journalists are just too stupid or too lazy to realize that's what's going on. Now, if you don't mind, we got to circle back to the beginning of the article, because after the indignation, that whole thing about the CEO of a pet relocation company, that never sat right with me, besides the fact that it's clearly a personal attack. Who is this CEO of a pet relocation company? I've never heard of this guy. And actually, it turns out I have heard of this guy. I know exactly who this is. I've never met him or talked with him, but I am familiar with his work. Shanaka Anslem Pereira. And there you can see in his Instagram, it says, running a global pet relocation empire. And Mr. Pereira was on my radar recently because he released this post the day after NVIDIA's earnings, talking about breaking the $610 billion AI Ponzi scheme. I don't know where he got the $610 billion number, but it's kind of interesting what he's saying here. Last night at 4 p.m. Eastern time, something unprecedented happened. NVIDIA stock rallied 5% on earnings. It was actually about 4:15 p.m. Eastern time. That 15 minutes is important. Note the timestamps. 4:15 p.m., NVIDIA reports their earnings. Then crashed into negative territory within 18 hours. Wall Street algorithms detected what humans couldn't. The numbers don't add up. Here's what they found. NVIDIA reported $33.4 billion in unpaid bills or accounts receivable. That's where they've shipped product, but they haven't been paid for it yet. Up 89% in 1 year. Customers who bought chips haven't paid for them yet. The average wait time for payment stretched from 46 days to 53 days. The extra week represents $10.4 billion that may never arrive. So what Mr. Pereira is flagging here is an unusual growth in accounts receivable. And he's saying that Wall Street algorithms found them. That's interesting. And Mr. Pereira would go on in very good detail in this article in Substack elaborating on this. This was a very well-nuanced, well-written, well-researched article. But he did get one detail catastrophically wrong in this article. And it is kind of chapping my ass if we're being honest here. Bloomberg Terminals flagged this within 45 minutes of the filing. Note that timestamp there, within 45 minutes of the filing, which, by the way, happened at 4:15 p.m. We'll get back to those timestamps in a minute here. Quantitative hedge funds activated short positions within 2 hours. By market open on November 20th, institutional order flow had reversed from net buying to net selling. The algorithms had detected something human analysts would take days to recognize. NVIDIA's customers aren't paying for chips they've already received. Human analysts would take days. Algorithms detected. Bloomberg Terminals flagged. You spelled my name wrong, buddy. Because no human would ever have noted the growth in accounts receivable, right? Except I did. At exactly the time, Mr. Pereira said that Wall Street algorithms had flagged it. This is my Twitter feed, the night of NVIDIA's earnings. Look at that timestamp down there, 5:03 p.m. November 19th. That is 48 minutes after NVIDIA reported their earnings. Not a Wall Street algorithm. Remember, oh, no human would ever detect this. Nope, I flagged it within minutes of NVIDIA's earnings release. NVIDIA accounts receivable grew by $5.58 billion Q over Q. Takeaway growth in accounts receivable and revenue misses by $3.49 billion. Another manufactured beat. And by the way, I posted this at 5:03 p.m. It actually took me a couple of minutes to do the screen grabs and all the assembling of the image file and then type it out. So I would just love to see a screenshot of this Bloomberg terminal or this AI algorithm detecting something a human analyst would clearly take days to detect. So was it really AI flagging its own accounting fraud? Was it really a Bloomberg terminal? Was it really an algorithm or was it somebody else?
What's my name? Say my name, bitch!
So maybe I'm being a little narcissistic here. Maybe I'm tooting my own horn. Maybe I'm getting a little cranky because I'm not getting any credit for this. But the fact is, The Verge in this article clearly attributes NVIDIA's memo to this article that was written by Pereira that claims it was Wall Street AI algorithms that flagged it when it clearly wasn't. It was me at the same time this guy is claiming the computers did it, which means I'm the reason NVIDIA put out that memo.
Look at me. I'm the one who did this to you. Remember me.
And remember, this is not the first time that NVIDIA has called on the financial press to tell the world to ignore me. They did the same thing more than 2 years ago when I flagged the very same issue of round tripping and accounting fraud. And they said, it's just a conspiracy theory. Don't listen to Twitter randos. How much damage has been done in those 2 years? How much capital went up in smoke? And how much money has been taken from unsuspecting investors who have bought into this bubble, whether they realize it or not, And when this bubble bursts, they're all going to be looking for somebody to blame. When that happens, just remember, nobody saw this coming. Till next time, live small and dream big.